Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we did an incident. It was just before the Battle of Badr and about to meet the enemy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this announcement that قُومُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Stand up towards a Jannat whose width is as vast as the distance between the heavens and the earth. Yeah, this mentioning of the distance between the heaven and the earth is just for our illustration purposes, whereas Jannat, the worth of Jannat is far beyond our imagination also. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this announcement, there was a Sahabi by the name of Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari. This Sahabi, he stood up and said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a Jannat whose worth is so vast, the vastness of this heavens and the earth." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, "Yes." Then he said, "Bakh, bakh." He said, "How excellent, how excellent." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that innaka min ahliha, that you are from the inhabitants of Jannat. From this Jannat, you are from the inhabitants. So this Sahabi, Umair ibn al-Humam al-Ansari, he took out a pouch with some dates in it. And he started eating. Naturally, it was difficult terrain, it was hard, it was travel. And this was their means of energy, this was their means of food, this was the means of supply. So he took out a few dates to eat. And as he started eating, he thought to himself that if I live as long as it takes me to eat these dates, then I have lived too long. So these were the words he said, that if I eat these dates, and if I live for the length and the duration that it takes me to eat these dates, I've lived a life that is too long. Why? Because now these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a reality to them. They understood that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it 100% true, there's not one inch of doubt. So then he goes into the battle and he becomes martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Badr, he becomes martyred. So this shows that level of yaqeen, the level of devotion, the level of love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we do another hadith. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ جَاءَ نَاسٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ أَبْعَثْ مَعْنَا رِجَالًا يُعَلِّمُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that some people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a request. Their request was, send some sahaba to us, send some sahaba to our community, to our people, so that they can teach us Quran and they can teach us Sunnah. So they had come with a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that send such people to us that will be able to teach us Quran and Sunnah. فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ يُقَالُ لَهُمُ الْقُرَّاءِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 70 such people to them that were famously known as the Qurra. The Qurra generally will mean people that recite the Quran, people that know the Quran. But actually it means that 70 ulama. Because in those days, those people that were well versed in Quran were actually the ulama also of that zamana at that time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent to them a jamaat of 70 qurra, 70 ulama. Fihim khali haram yaqra'una al-Quran wa yatadarasuna bil-layli yata'allamun. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, from amongst this jamaat of the 70 qurra, the 70 ulama, was my uncle, my mother's brother. His name was Haram ibn Milhan. He was amongst these people of this Jamaat. So Anas radiallahu anhu, who is the narrator of this hadith, is explaining that my uncle was also in this Jamaat. Now he's explaining the qualities of these 70 people. What were they involved in? So he says, يقرؤون القرآن ويتدارسون بالليل يتعلمون. That they would at night, they would recite Quran. This was how they spent their night. They would recite Quran. They would sit with each other. They would learn and teach Quran. The first thing that we learn is they had zikri ibadat in their life. Then they had talim and talum in their life. That at night they imagine, what a beautiful scene, that all the sahaba are sitting and they're reading Quran, they're learning and they're teaching Quran. And then he's explaining that what these people's day was like. وَكَانُوا بِالنَّهَارِ يَجِئُونَ بِالْمَاءِ. In the daytime they would go and carry water and bring water from far. They didn't have a municipal water system like us. Water was something that was difficult to get. So they would go far and bring water from the wells. They would carry it on their backs and they would bring it to the masjid. فَيَضَعُونَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. They'll take it and put it in the masjid, because now in the masjid people will need water to use, water to drink. So they, in the daytime, this is what they're doing. The next thing we learn is they're making khidmat. At night they're making the zikri ibadat, they're doing the talim, ta'allum. In the daytime, this is what they're doing, they're doing khidmat, they're getting water from far. And the next thing that they used to do in the day, وَيَحْتَطِبُونَ فَيَبِيعُونَهُ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ الطَّعَامِ لِأَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ They would go and they would gather firewood. They'll take the firewood and they'll sell it. They'll take the money and they'll buy food with the money and they'll give the food to the people of Suffah. So now they're making ikram also of the people that were there in the masjid. They'll gather firewood, they'll take the firewood, they'll sell it, they'll get some money, they'll buy food, they'll feed the people in the masjid. Can you imagine what a beautiful jamaat this was? In the night in Quran, in the day they're making khidmat, in the day they're helping and they're feeding the sahaba. Anyway, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is explaining further about this particular jamaat. He says that وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ الطَّعَامِ لِأَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ وَلِلْفُقَرَاءِ So they'll take the food, they'll feed the people of Suffah, and they'll feed the poor people. Whoever the poor people were, they'll find them and they'll feed them. So this was how they would spend the day. فَبَعْثَهُمُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَعَرَضُوا لَهُمْ فَقَتَلُوهُمْ قَبْلَ أَيْ يَبْلُغُ الْمَكَانِ So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now send them for da'wat. So we saw that they had ta'lim and ta'allum, they had zikri ibadat, they had khidmat in their life, they had ikram in their life. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending this jamaat out for da'wat. So this is the qualities that they had in them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them out, and whilst they were going out, these sahaba, this mubarak jamaat of 70 ulama, they were ambushed. On the way they were ambushed. قَبْلَ أَيْ يَبْلُغُ الْمَكَانِ Before they could reach their destination, that venue where they were made tashkil to go, before they could reach that destination, they were ambushed. فَقَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْ عَنَّا نَبِيَّنَا أَنَّا قَدْ لَقِيْنَاكَ فَرَضِيْنَا عَنْكَ وَرَضِيْتَ عَنَّا So this jamaat, at the time when they were martyred, at the time when they were killed, look at the dua that they made. Imagine they were serving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were serving the people of Suffah, they were serving the poor people, they were making ikram of the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They could have made any dua at that time of passing away. They could have made dua for themselves, for Jannatul Firdaus. They could have made dua for anything that they would have liked for their families. But this is the dua that came out of their mouths. Here we learn one important lesson, the lesson of love. So much of love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at the time when they got martyred, they made this dua, that, Oh Allah, convey our message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have met you. We are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. Give that message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have met you. You are pleased, we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. Why? Because they knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern will be for them as far as this is concerned. So for that welfare of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at their time of mort, they were worried that this message must reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَتَى رَجُلٌ حَرَامًا خَالَ أَنَسٍ مِّنْ خَلْفِي فَطَعَنَهُ بِرُمْحٍ حَتَّى أَنْفَذَهُ Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, he's saying that as far as my uncle is concerned, one person came from behind him with a spear. He poked that spear through his back. That spear had come out through his front. It went right through. He pierced him right through that, from the back, right through till the front. The spear had come out. فَقَالَ حَرَامٌ Now he's explaining that my uncle at this time, what he had said when the spear was poked through his back and came out through his front, he said, فُسْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ فُسْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So he said these words, that I am successful and I take the oath of the Lord of the Kaaba. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am successful. Can you imagine what a level of iman they had? That man is being stabbed to death and being killed, and he's taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am successful. They understood success to be in this. Allah Pak had showed them, Allah Pak had blessed them because of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sacrifices that they had made. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ إِخْوَانَكُمْ قَدْ قُتِلُوا وَإِنَّهُمْ قَالُوا Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conveying. He is still, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madina Sharif, but he's conveying the message to the Sahaba that were there. He's telling the Sahaba, Allah Pak had made that dua that this Sahaba had made far away from Madina Sharif. Allah Pak made that dua reach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conveying that dua to Sahaba, and he's telling them that your brothers have been killed. Your brothers, the 70 Sahaba, have been killed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then tells him that they said these words, that Allahumma balligh anna nabiyyana anna qad laqinaka faradina anka waradita anna. That O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, convey our message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have met you, we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us. This is the ultimate worry of every believer, every mu'min. First, we just reflect for a short while that what was that connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everything mattered to them, that my Allah must be happy, my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be happy. Even at the time of death, they wanted to ensure that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that Allah Pak was happy with them. So this should be our quality at every second. We should see that is Allah Pak happy with what I'm doing. We want to do something, we're in a doubt that should I do it or should I not do it? Ask ourselves, will Allah Pak be happy with what I'm doing? Immediately a person will get that answer and understanding if he is a person of Iman, that should I be doing this or should I not be doing this? Even at the time of death, they were worried about the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were happy, worried about the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we learn something also very important, that the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is ultimate. It is not our happiness, but what makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, makes us happy. May Allah Pak give us some of the love, some of the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq also of bringing these qualities. We normally hear from the elders all the time about these four qualities, about dawat, ta'lim ta'allum, zikr ibadat, khidmat, making ikram. We see that they didn't only have these things in theory, but this was practically in their lives. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these qualities, that's why Sahaba was Sahaba, that they had these things practically in their lives, they made it part and parcel of their lives. Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq of making it part and parcel of our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.